This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. It is not intended to cause or induce breach of an existing agency agreement.
The goal of this podcast since day one is to provide the best information on the Vancouver real estate market at no cost to you, the listeners. To that end, we'd like to thank the following sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by Marcon, a local family-owned and managed real estate development and construction company that's been around for nearly four decades. Marcon is not only committed to high-quality construction, but it also is making a positive impact in the communities in which it builds, all across the Lower Mainland.
We want to highlight two incredible Marcon projects. Elmwood, a 38-story tower located at Burquitlam's most important intersection, Como Lake Avenue and Clark Road. This landmark tower will feature 335 condominiums, over 37,000 square feet of office and retail space, and almost 20,000 square feet of amenity space. Elmwood has been incredibly popular with 80% sold currently, but they still have a great selection of junior one-bedroom all the way to three-bedroom homes remaining. Check out marcon.ca/elmwood for more.
And Matt, we are also excited about Soane House, Marcon's newest community in West Coquitlam, with 165 homes ranging from junior one beds to three beds. Soane House offers the perfect West Coast aesthetic with a more nuanced Nordic-inspired design. Register today at marcon.ca/soanehouse. That's S-O-E-N-H-A-U-S. Or you can learn more at marcon.ca or follow them at Instagram at Marcon Homes.
Marcon, building for life.
Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to Vancouver Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Scalina.
And I'm your other host, Matt Scalina.
And Matt, today we've got a phenomenal episode. We've got Jeff Diker. He's the Senior Vice President at Mosaic Homes.
That's right. I feel like this is an excellent episode for three reasons. This is a threefer. Is that
I want to hear what these are because you haven't ran this by me.
Okay. So reason number one. Jeff is just a very successful, smart guy. He's got a lot of interesting things to say.
Yeah, young guy too. Not definitely. He's senior VP, but he's not a senior.
He's definitely not a senior. Two, these guys have pivoted in a really interesting way, and COVID has kind of repurposed what they're thinking about and what they're looking at from an investment standpoint, kind of a long-term refocusing, which is very interesting.
So think of this, if you're monitoring the market, these guys have their finger on the pulse. Like if you think you're monitoring the market, Mosaic Homes can inform your monitoring.
Yeah, listening to this podcast is a good start, but take it from Mosaic Homes. They're doing
our
job.
Go ahead.
And third is Mosaic Homes. You kind of beat me to it. These guys, as Jeff talks about, a lot of wood frame buildings, a lot of townhomes, but man, they've been celebrated for a long time in this marketplace, doing great work, putting really interesting, exciting projects out there. So it's great to finally have somebody from Mosaic on.
Yeah, when I think of Mosaic, I think of quality construction. I also think of like the large master plan kind of townhouse community or single family detached communities. They're moving into concrete is my understanding from Jeff. But also I think of aftercare. Like they've done a really great job of kind of keeping in touch with the people that they've sold into their homes and making sure that those people remain happy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which you can't say for every
not every
project in town. There's always challenges with that component, right?
Exactly,
so
yeah.
It's an emphasis that they've put on their process.
And Adam, what would you say the general thrust of our conversation is with Jeff?
I'm glad you asked, Matt. So we are actually talking about, so here's the biggest conversation that we've been having, I think, ongoing with lots of people, is everyone's kind of monitoring the market, but one thing is for sure, no commuting, no longer for people that can work from home.
Right.
Is a major consideration. And then the second major consideration is everybody just spent time at home and they really got to kind of feel out their property. And a lot of them learned that their space is not enough or it's too small, right? So here we are in a situation where a lot of people are going to be looking for more space. A lot of people no longer have to factor in the commute into their buying decisions.
Or at least not 5 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can, I think Rennie, and I mentioned it in the interview, but Rennie just came out and one of the areas he kind of highlighted was Squamish, which makes a lot of sense, right? When you can go rock
climbing.
Bedroom
communities, really attractive beautiful. Bedroom communities to live in.
Yeah, and there's a couple other areas that come out of this conversation that you'll have to wait for, but super exciting areas that Jeff selects is like, where he thinks incredible value is right now, but also where he sees a huge potential upswing in terms of value.
And it's interesting as a final thought on this, just to hear Mosaic's process, right? Because like Jeff says, they're acquiring land. They're still acquiring a ton of land.
Right.
And what they're looking for, how COVID and the pandemic has impacted what they're looking for and how that process takes place. So stay tuned for that for sure. But before we get to our conversation with Jeff Adam, we got a few things. First off, tons of people have been reaching out for that sold plan, the seller's checklist, the seller's guide.
Yeah,
it's ready to go.
Let's talk about that.
Presses.
Yeah, we mentioned for over the last 3 weeks that we would be releasing over time some documents that could help sellers. I think like buyers always reach out and say, thank you so much for PCS or for your resources. Sellers were feeling neglected. We are catering to sellers. We've got some fantastic resources for sellers. The first one is the sold plan, start on launch date worksheet, basically. It's a work your way backwards plan. It's a great resource. We've also got preparing to list your Vancouver home, a checklist. So this is like you just work your way through the checklist. It's a long one.
It's a comprehensive one.
It's very comprehensive.
And when we say long, we're talking like 3 pages.
Sure.
And
long
and
for me, man.
You know what? You don't have to check each box, but your success is definitely –
there's some good advice.
Yeah.
There's some really good advice.
It's definitely a very useful document.
And then the last document that we're throwing in that we didn't mention is the complete pre-list cleaning checklist. And this actually is just a comprehensive, it's literally a checklist. You go through and you tick off the boxes.
This is basically a lot of the information that we provide to our clients that we're just releasing. We're releasing out into the wind.
A la carte, some might say. But we're super excited. So
if you signed up, you're getting it today. If you're interested, sign up.
Sign up.
That's all you got to do.
Just send us a note that says you're interested in the seller's guide. If you are interested as well in a comparative market analysis on your property, we are happy to come out, have a look at your property, and provide you with a full, complete market evaluation of your home. And I got to say, we've got a lot of listings right now. We are launching a lot of listings, and we're having a lot of success. So it is definitely a time, if you are considering selling, get in touch. We can give you a hand with that.
Absolutely. We also are sponsored today by Oakland Realty. That is our brokerage. Everybody's heard of Oakland by now.
Yeah.
A little upstart that is no longer an upstart.
Almost 500
agents strong.
Yeah.
Growing like gangbusters. And there's a reason, because it is a phenomenal culture over there. It is a great place to be, work, such a strong community. So if you're a new agent, somebody who's feeling a little tired at your brokerage, head over to oakland.com/join. Type in VRP 2020. That is VRP 2020. You will get a huge surprise.
Yes. Massive surprise. It's definitely worth sitting down with Oakland if you're considering other brokerages. If you're at a brokerage already and if you're new to the business, there's no brokerage that's going to support you.
They got a university.
The same way.
It's like Grant Cardone over there, but it's Oakland University.
They even got
university.
A sweater. They even got like
they have an Oakland University sweater. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a little bit like another. I'm not going to get them in trouble here, but looks like another brand I've seen.
Yeah.
Club Monaco.
Yeah. I'm not going to mention any name. Club Monaco.
Is it Club Monaco? Yeah, is that the one actually?
Yeah. I was trying to remember. It's a
might
classy.
Be Varney.
Classy looking sweater for sure. That's oakland.com/join VRP 2020. Huge surprise. It might even be a sweater. I wonder what that surprise
I
is.
I have no idea. I hear it's massive though.
And last
probably but, in your size.
And last but not least, before we cut to our talk with Jeff, There's an investment summit coming up. It's called the Vancouver Real Estate Investment Summit. It's July 11th. Now, usually these guys put 500 people in a conference center on a Saturday, and it's a phenomenal event. This year, it is a Zoom event, Saturday, July 11th from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Adam, we are going to be speaking at this event.
We are.
So at the Vancouver Real Estate Summit, it's a free event, 9 to 11, July 11th. We are going to be speaking. The title of our talk, which is yet to, we want to be doing this right at the last minute so we can really be on the ground. What's really happening in Vancouver real estate?
Yes.
That is
we haven't
the
done,
talk.
We haven't actually written the talk yet.
Well,
we
you know what? A lot might change in three weeks. But,
well, for sure. And I actually wonder, because I mean, when we give quite a few talks, and often the butterflies are a result of being able to see the room in front of you. And in this case, I'm just wondering, because being online, like we've never really done a Zoom call
I've never
to
done a Zoom
500
conference.
People or conference to a large group. So I'm wondering actually if the butterflies will
it's
go
going
away.
To be interesting. You know what? It's kind of like Vancouver Real Estate Live, which is coming back at some point. We'll see.
Yeah, one of these days.
One of these days. But you know what the nice thing about this is? You sign up. It's free. If you're not enjoying it, you know, you don't have to leave the room. You don't have to.
We'll see you leave. Yeah. But nobody else will.
But if you're not enjoying it, you just walk. These are my favorite types of events.
Right.
For that reason. But some of the other topics, we're talking finance, and Kyle Green's going to be there.
Yes.
Past guests. A couple past guests are going to be there. Investing in self storage, accounting and tax advice, Fraser Valley real estate, recession proof real estate. It's all things real estate. You're not going to want to miss it. That's July 11th. We're going to send out a sign up for this webinar. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. I was going to say my favorite one is that I'm looking forward to is going to be Dave Steele's talk.
Yeah. I mean, Dave Steele, his talk is owning and operating 13,000 units during a pandemic.
Right.
And you
no big whoop.
You thought you had an issue with two.
Yeah, exactly.
But the nice thing about Dave, too, is he always has a couple of very good jokes in his talks.
Yeah, he'll have some great slides. Is he the originator of the memes? Because sometimes it feels that way. Anyways, we should cut to our talk with Jeff Diker. This one's a phenomenal one.
This is a great one. Mosaic Homes, Jeff Diker, Senior VP. Enjoy.
Okay, so we're here with Jeff Diker, Senior Vice President at Mosaic Homes. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. You guys?
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks so much, Jeff, for taking the time today to speak with us.
My pleasure.
Can we maybe start? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeff?
Sure. Well, maybe I'll start on the professional side. So I oversee everything marketing, sales, and customer here at Mosaic Homes. I've been at Mosaic for almost 10 years. My day job has me thinking about, where do Vancouverites want to buy homes? What types of homes do they want to buy? What should we be designing and building? And then ultimately, when we do, how are we going to market and sell them to our customers? And then lastly, how are we going to take care of them once they're once they are Mosaic homeowners and ensure that they have a great experience owning a Mosaic home? So that's me on the professional side. On the personal side, I'm avid outdoors guy, cyclist, backcountry skier, and actually just added a baby boy to our family in the last week.
Oh wow. Okay, so the last week, that's okay, so a lot of changes in early 2020.
Exactly, yeah. COVID baby.
Jeff, a lot of people will know Mosaic Homes, of course, in Vancouver, but can you tell our listeners, for those of them who aren't familiar, a little bit about Mosaic Homes?
Yeah, be happy to. So Mosaic Homes, so we are locally owned and operated Vancouver home builder. We're celebrating our 20th year in business this year. Mosaic, our roots were in building townhomes. And so we started on the west side of Vancouver and in around 2000, building townhome communities. And we grew grew a lot through the early 2000s, and by 2008, we're building more townhomes than anyone in the province of British Columbia. At that time, we expanded and started to take on low-rise apartment buildings. And very early on focused on what was new at that time, which was 5 and 6 story wood frame apartments. We were one of the first builders on Cambie Street under the new guidelines post the Canada Line going in. And you know, really kind of doubled in size by adding wood frame apartments to the form of housing that we design and build. And now are just getting under construction on some of our first concrete projects. And so, you know, we design and build about 500 homes a year today. We're a growing business. I would say kind of our focus has always been on the home. And I know that might sound obvious for a home builder, but we you know, our roots, where we were founded by an architect, by you know, we have a really strong design team here at Mosaic, and we really kind of sweat the details of our homes with really the goal of how do we deliver our homeowner the most home we can for their dollar. And we really kind of we've got a bit of a mantra here. We say real homes for real people, you know, we sell lots of homes to, you know, teachers, nurses, you know, RCMP, you know, just people in our community who work in our communities and want to live near where they work. And so that has us building all over the Lower Mainland, from North Vancouver all the way out to Abbotsford and pretty much everywhere in between.
Nice. So Jeff, we have a ton of people from the industry on, and we're always interested how they got into real estate. Why did you get into real estate?
That's a great question. I'm probably going to give you a different answer than you often get from those you have on. So I grew up, my dad is a commercial real estate broker. And so I learned a lot about real estate, when I was at the kitchen table. And my conclusion as I was kind of finishing high school and embarking on university was that real estate seemed like a really stupid profession, because my dad would work for a long time on these deals that wouldn't come together and he wouldn't get paid. And you know, sometimes a new car would get bought, sometimes a new car would get sold, depending on what was going on with his commissions. And I thought, I never want to live that way. So I went to UBC and got a Bachelor of Science and was on my way to becoming a doctor. Took a year off in between undergrad and med school, and ended up working for a marketing firm that was based in West Van, but at the time was doing a bunch of work with a company that was very prominent in Vancouver at that time, which was InterWest. And the company I was working for did a bunch of work with InterWest throughout North America and other parts of the world, helping them market their resort projects. I did that for about 10 years, from the late 90s until 07, 08 and the financial crisis. And that whole kind of industry, resort real estate and second home, kind of came to a quick end. And I was really fortunate to be able to kind of reposition my skill set and get the opportunity to work in Vancouver residential real estate development, and kind of repurpose my marketing and sales background, and have been doing that for 10 years now at Mosaic.
Right on. And so it sounds like you kind of outlined the types of things that your job requires you to be thinking about all the time. Like where are people looking to buy? What are they looking to buy? How do you market to the end user? Can you kind of walk us through a day in the life of a senior VP or at Mosaic?
Sure. I mean, I always say there's you know, kind of really, you know, three three main functions here. And so the first is, you know, as a so if you kind of look at a typical day, I'd spend it between going between these three things. And so we are we're growing, so we are always looking at buying land. And so when you're buying land, one of the key considerations is what can we build on that land that someone will buy, and what will they pay for it? And so that's where I work with our teams, and I kind of come to the table with what I think someone would want to buy there and what they're going to pay for it. And so I spend a bunch of time on that. So I work with our analyst and am kind of studying markets, studying submarkets, talking to realtors, looking at competitors and trying to understand what I think we could do to be successful on any given development opportunity. So that's about a third of my time. The second third of my time is, you know, once we have a project under development, so we own the land, we're moving forward with a development application, is I really enjoy being involved on the product design side. So looking at floor plans, are they exactly what our customer is looking for? Are they totally optimized? Are we providing the right functions in the right places at the right sizes? I also quite involved in on the interior design side of our business. You know, what are we doing to have a distinct look in market that we think our customer is gonna put a high value on? And so kind of reviewing our product and signing off on it as it works its way through the development and design process. And so the last third of my day I would spend figuring out how we're going to get our customers to learn about and become interested in buying a Mosaic home, and then ultimately helping them move through a process where they choose to purchase one of our homes. And so that's kind of the three things three activities that I divide my day working through.
You know, we have a lot of kind of mom and pop investors always listening to the show. The first 30 of your day, I'm sure a lot of people's ears kind of perked up a little bit there. Like, can you talk a little bit more about what a deal looks like to a group like Mosaic, who's always looking for deals, always looking for new land to acquire?
And just to kind of piggyback on that idea, Jeff, also like, in terms of the direction of Metro Vancouver too, like what areas, how to get excited about an area when you're a developer?
Sure. We, we've got, really talented, land acquisition team here that is extremely, kind of plugged into, not only the commercial, land brokerage scene, but also is incredibly familiar with what's happening municipality by municipality with zoning and changes to zoning, addition of infrastructure to new areas that will kind of really kind of change what can or should be built somewhere. And so, we are we're fortunate that we are in, a growing metro. Our population is getting larger and larger every year. And there is, we are very much a metro that is growing both up and out. Mosaic is always, we focus on multifamily housing. We want to look at projects that are going to be the right scale for our business. So big enough that they justify kind of us deploying our team on them. You kind of overlay those. Is it big enough? Is it going to be a big enough project? Is it in an area where we think people want to live? Do we think the zoning is going to is going to be allow us to do what we think should be done there? And then is there some other X factor? Is there new transit coming? Is there new infrastructure being provided? You know, we kind of look at the confluence of those things all coming together to decide where we're going to do new projects. Like, an example of that would be, we acquired a large piece of property out in Tawasin 8 years ago. And we're currently building 350 townhomes there. The community is called Seaside. We have almost 100 families who live there today. But 8 years ago, it was dirt, and you drove out past it, and there was not much happening there. But we knew it was coming. We knew there was a big new mall, Tawasin Mills, was coming. We knew that there were jobs coming, in that there were going to be big distribution centers, which has subsequently been, Amazon's become the anchor there. And we believed in the transportation changes with the new ring road, and ultimately a new crossing to replace the tunnel, which hasn't come yet, but we think is going to come hopefully soon. And so that for us is like, hey, there's a big opportunity out here. Like, this is what you see today is not what this is going to look like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years from now. And so kind of 8 years later, a lot of that has come to fruition, and we're seeing a ton of families move from, from Richmond, from Vancouver, from North Vancouver, who want to go live, in Tawasin, a place where there's a great community, great climate, a bunch of new amenities, jobs, and it's easier to get to, and is only going to get easier to commute to and from as the transportation infrastructure improves. So that's an example of those are the kind of opportunities that we really get excited about.
So in thinking about how you analyze where the company is going and which direction the city is heading, how has COVID-19 how has that come along and kind of shook up the landscape and just maybe changed the way that you think about the
future?
Or has it even? Yeah. That's a loaded question, maybe.
Yeah, that's certainly a big question. I think one, honestly, we're still all searching for the answers too. Like, I think the, middle of March hit and we made the decision to close our sales offices and close our office, our head office on South Granville, and everyone went to work from home. Our salespeople weren't selling homes. Fortunately, we were allowed to continue to keep our construction teams active. But I mean, we, as a senior management team, we were on the phone every day for 2 to 3 hours trying to figure out, okay, where do things go from here? And our first and foremost, it was like, okay, how do we keep our people safe? How do we kind of meet the commitments that we've made? And then once we had that kind of figured out, it was very much, okay, how do we keep going from a business perspective? And then once it became clear, hey, we were going to be allowed to continue to construct and do that safely, we then flipped to, okay, well, where's the opportunity? Where's the opportunity here? We very much, believe in challenging times like this, it really kind of separates those who are in a strong position from those who are not. And, we feel and felt at the time, kind of 2 months ago, really confident about where we stood and the status of our projects and our ability to kind of take advantage of what we still fundamentally believe is a great market. And yes, our borders are closed today. Yes, unemployment is the highest our generation has ever seen it, but these are very kind of were things that happened very quickly, and we expect they're going to end very quickly. And Vancouver is going to be a great place to live, and in many ways, I think around the world is going to be seen as an even better place to live because of how well we've handled COVID-19. And so we looked at that and said, hey, we're committed to our business in Metro Vancouver. We think we've got a bright future, and we've actually been, over the last 2 months, very active, trying to buy, new properties to develop. You know, I'd say kind of specifically in terms of, you know, COVID and how it's changed our perspective. I think you know, in many ways, it's made us, more confident in our ability to compete. You know, we always say that when markets get a little more competitive, that those that perform really well, that those differences get recognized. And you know, I said at the beginning, our Mosaic's focus has always been great product, and you know, to be honest, like during the frenzied markets of 2015, 2016, 2017, we sometimes felt that, you know, although our homes were better than our competitors at times, from a design perspective, from a construction quality perspective, from the experience we provide our homeowners, that we weren't getting recognized or paid for it because the you know buyers were just making decisions so quickly, and we think now that that buyers have a little longer to choose which home's right for them and are more thoughtful about that's going to pay to our advantage and something that we're pretty excited about.
So thinking, I guess, about kind of market conditions and the sort of the cream rising to the top, especially in tough times. I think that's the way we've been thinking about it as well.
Yeah.
But in terms of like shifting, has there been shifts in terms of suddenly different areas of Metro Vancouver look more attractive, or are you expecting, you know, are you expecting people to say, hey, I don't want to live downtown anymore. I want to move out. I'm going to work from home. Is all that stuff actually in your guys' kind of conversations going to come to fruition? And are you planning that way? Or do you think that's kind of everybody's, you know, talks cheap when everybody's sitting at home for a couple months? But
no, I mean, here's what I would say is for sure, 100% that something like this is going to change consumer behavior. That will happen. And you know what they say, 6 weeks to form a new habit. And all of us are forming new habits across our lives in every aspect that are going to change the way we live, even when we come out the other side of this. Housing is not going to be immune from that for sure. And I would say what we are seeing today is we were really fortunate. We sold over 40 homes in the month of May and are on track to do even more than that in the month of June.
Wow.
One of the primary reasons for that is because I believe people have realized that their home is more important than ever. And I don't know about you guys, but you know, I've been work from home for the majority of the past 3 months. And when you do that, you really realize what works and what doesn't work, and how important your home is. You know, we have sold homes in Pitt Meadows, in Abbotsford, in Tawasin, on Burke Mountain, in Coquitlam, to young families and people early in their housing life cycle who have said, hey, the apartment I'm renting, or the condo I'm living in, or the basement suite that I'm in, it just doesn't work. And if I think, you know, I might be spending a lot more time in my home moving forward, even when we come out the other side of this, I want a place that works for me, that I love being in. And it's kind of pushing people off the fence to make decisions about housing. And so, you know, we have seen You know, we've seen a real influx of what we would call kind of end users. So people that are going to buy homes that they're going to live in,
right.
And are really kind of upgrading their housing situation because of this realization that they've come to through COVID. I mean, I think the other thing is that we're seeing is, no surprise, you guys, I'm sure have talked about this lots. It's just, I mean, houses are expensive. And expensive in Metro Vancouver, and have got more expensive over the last decade, and so for people who need more space, that often pushes them out. And we sell a lot of homes in the Tri-Cities in Surrey, in Tuas and Delta, to people who live closer in smaller space and say, hey, I want more space, so I'm willing to move further out. And, one of the things that we are expecting is that work from home is going to be, or at least work from home part-time is going to be something that is a permanent shift for many people in their professional lives. And that's going to mean they're willing to tolerate a longer commute because they're doing it less often.
Right.
We have seen buyers out at our gardener community in Abbotsford who live and work in Surrey and who have chosen now, hey, I'm going to live at Gardener. It's a home I couldn't afford in Surrey, but Abbotsford is a beautiful place. It's a great location, really close to the highway. And you know what? I'm going to be, it's got a den. That can be my home office, and I'm going to be working there 2 days a week, kind of moving forward. But I think that's a shift that we are starting to see, and I think we'll see a bunch more of.
So it's kind of like the combination of people wanting more space and realizing that now, kind of coming out of 2 months of quarantine,
yeah.
Combined with the fact that they don't have to do the commute anymore, which was probably bringing them into other markets, into smaller spaces. So Rennie came out, I think it was a couple of weeks back or even last week, talking about Squamish as one of his selections for an area that's kind of set to explode because of COVID.
Yeah.
What are your kind of, do you have any top picks or any areas you're kind of monitoring and are really excited about?
Yeah. For us, I've already mentioned it, but in terms of, we're really excited about Tawasin. Like, you look at values there and what a home in Tawasin costs, relative to, other parts of Surrey. I mean, certainly it's a lot more affordable than just across the river in Richmond or Burnaby, kind of on par with Clayton neighborhood in Surrey. Maybe a little bit more affordable than being out in South Surrey. But yet, if you kind of look at a map of Metro Vancouver and where it's located, it's like it's way better located than other communities where you'd pay a similar price for a similar home. And then you have these, you have this brand new mall amenity. You have jobs out there, like I mentioned, more transportation infrastructure coming, and then everything else that's associated with massive kind of redevelopment or new development, new schools, parks, etc. But it's all anchored around this great community that's always been there, which is Tawasin. And so, I think. We're not the only home builder that's active out there. That's a neighborhood that is, I think that, we've got early adopters coming there now, but I think over the next few years, it is going to become much more prominent within the new housing kind of market and world. People looking for a bigger space, or a townhome in Metro Vancouver, that's going to be on their radar where it might not be today.
Do you think, we've been doing the podcast since 2016, and I feel like we've heard over and over and over since we started it, where would you buy, best investment advice, and it's kind of moved from location, 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 the SkyTrain, 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 right?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like, at least you guys are thinking in the next, call it 3 to 5 years or 1, 3, 5 years, like, you're moving kind of more to bedroom communities where that we're not following SkyTrain lines quite as much. Like, is there a fundamental shift here, do you think? Or
I think transit infrastructure and development around transit infrastructure makes a ton of sense. Like, we're really active in Port Moody on a very large project there that's under development. And we're there, and excited to be there because, hey, we are directly adjacent to a SkyTrain station, and right. Let's hop on the train. You're downtown or in Burnaby at your job, school, whatever that may be. There's also this, so transit works for a whole bunch of people, but there's a whole bunch of people that it also does not work for. And fortunately, unfortunately, the car is not dead yet. And we have a whole bunch of homeowners who, 20 years ago, they would have been raising their family in a single family home, but because of where our market has gone, that's no longer an option. And now a townhome, a 3 or 4 bed townhome, is what works for them. Our townhome communities generally are in kind of suburban locations that are most accessible by car. But we also, in saying that, where we may not be looking for transit, we're looking for, hey, where's their transportation infrastructure that's coming and might change commute times and accessibility. An example of that would be, we're active on Burke Mountain, as I mentioned, in Coquitlam. Just down the hill, we built 650 homes in a community called Fremont. We built that out from kind of 2013 to 2018. And one of the big changes there was the improvements coming off the Pitt River Bridge, the new Maryhill bypass and connection onto Highway 1. And, I remember one of our homeowners who bought an apartment there from us, and her comment in one of our sales meetings that got relayed to me was, she worked at VGH. And she said, hey, I get in my car and I only make one left turn. I go from my house to where I work at the hospital. And that was a big transportation infrastructure change that made that community, we calculated cut about 15 minutes off a 45 minute commute.
Maybe switching gears a little bit here, Jeff. We often talk to people in the development community. I find most people in the development community are very results driven. What advice would you give to a smart driven millennial or whatever the generation we're calling?
We don't know millennials.
What is
the generation after millennials?
What advice would you give a smart driven millennial about to enter the real world, and what advice should they ignore?
That's an awesome question. So we have an analyst program here at Mosaic, and so we hire kind of brightest and best coming out of UBC, SFU, BCIT, we get them into roles here at Mosaic where they get an opportunity to work their butt off, get exposure to lots of aspects of our business, and demonstrate that they've got great promise, and we should invest in them as they grow a career here at Mosaic. And so I spend a lot of time with those with that group here, and I consistently say, my experience and observation watching people that I admire that have been really successful, is the baseline is, you have to have a good head on your shoulders, be smart, And you have to work hard. And so there's no way around that. But you also have to be in the right place at the right time. And I kind of talked to you about kind of my early in my career, and I experienced the meltdown in 08. That was super painful. And in many ways I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But you know, I was working hard, and I think I'm pretty smart. When I'm chatting with people who are, you know, at kind of coming out of university and trying to figure out, hey, what am I going to do and where am I going to go get my first job? I suggest think really critically around, where you're going to go work and who are those people? What are their motivations? What's their reputation? What are you going to learn there? Who are you going to learn from? And be more concerned about the people you're going to go work with than what the actual job is that you're going to do. And so one of the tests that we often give is, so we have a junior role on our sales team. They're sales assistants, and they work in our site sales offices in Abbotsford, Coquitlam, Tawson, Surrey, North Van, and they do everything. They do everything from greet customers and help show our model homes to kind of cleaning bathrooms, cleaning model homes, putting out signs, and so you get a really bright student who's come out of UBC, who's maybe an honors student, was in the real estate club, and they say, "Hey, I want a job at Mosaic," and I'm like, "Great, I've got a job for you. It's as a sales assistant. I want you to go drive out to Surrey 5 days a week. You're going to work every weekend, and you're going to learn our business from the front lines. You're going to get your foot in the door, and you do really well there. There's going to be other opportunity for you here at Mosaic." And about 75% of the time, I never hear from the person again. and they've chosen, well, I imagine I was going to go sit at a desk, and I was going to go kind of get to work downtown, and I was going to, you know, have my first kind of a foray into a business environment.
I thought I was your boss now.
Yeah.
And as a senior.
Yeah, exactly. And then about 25% of the people kind of take the advice, and you know, like my right hand on the marketing side, who makes most of the key decisions here day to day in terms of how we market our homes. You know, he worked part time as a sales assistant while he was at UBC, and then really kind of demonstrated he deserved a greater opportunity, has worked his way up through the ranks here at Mosaic. But you know, he's probably one of 10 people here in management roles who started as a sales assistant at Mosaic and really learned the business on the front lines.
So, that's impressive. And I just looked it up. It's Generation Z.
Okay.
Or Generation Z for our American listeners.
Yeah.
So what about for yourself? Like, and we're just always interested in people that are. You know, really active, obviously, in the real estate world. In the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit have you implemented to kind of that's had a very positive impact on your life?
I'm an active guy, and I don't really separate my personal and my professional life too much. And I think what I do in one helps me in the other and vice versa. And so I spend a ton of time on my bike and on skis when I'm not working. I do that with friends. I do that with colleagues. I do that with people who I'm professionally networking with. And I find it's a super high value use of time because it helps me, kind of clear my head, have great energy when I come to work. But I also get a chance to meet and spend time in conversation with people who are accomplished in both in our industry and other industries. And it allows me to kind of kill multiple birds with one stone. Sure. And I find, you know, like we're a hardworking shop here. I spend a lot of time in the office, but it's still, I think, really important to get outside and clear the head daily. It brings me back to the office with a total kind of renewed focus and energy. And then when I can do that with someone who's really interesting, who I can learn from, that's a double bonus.
No kidding. It reminds me of the time Adam went in search for Chip Wilson.
I tried to find him on the Grouse Grind.
On the Grouse Grind, just go up and down,
just
up
zoomed,
and down.
Zoomed past you.
I made it up to first
totally.
Quarter.
Absolutely.
Maybe as a final question here, Jeff, thinking about, like I mentioned before, we have a lot of people looking to either, you know, acquire another door or get their first investment property. Thinking about kind of the current climate we're in with COVID and kind of potential shifts in how people are living, is if you could choose one area of Metro Vancouver to invest in right now with some pretty big upswing potential, where would you go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, it was a neighborhood that we're really excited about is, there's two neighborhoods that we're pretty excited about. I'd say one is Port Moody. It is, you know, you look there, that is a community that is, if you look at what homes sell for there, generally a little bit less than some neighboring communities in Coquitlam. Yet it's got some pretty incredible natural attributes in terms of, hey, it's located on the inlet. You've got the mountains and the forests and parks right there. And then you have this incredible connection in terms of the Evergreen Line running right through, and that community has not leveraged that yet, and it's been really slow to add housing, you're, I think, going to see over the next kind of 5-8 years that's really going to change. And there's a lot of new housing that should come to Port Moody, and that's on the table right now. We're one piece of that, but it is there's lots of others that are active there as well. And I think that is a neighborhood. I just look at it and I was like, it should cost more to live here than other neighborhoods in Coquitlam that are close by.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense to me that it's not today.
I feel like there's also Port Moody does have, there's a certain cachet there, partly because of the breweries and everything else.
Exactly.
It's like the only place we live in Vancouver, but my wife seems to constantly want to drive to Port Moody on the weekend. Yeah. Like, we never go to Coquitlam, but always Port Moody.
There you go. And the other neighborhood that I think that we're really excited about is North Vancouver. And so it's not just because that's where I grew up, but it's a place where it is really hard to get new homes designed and approved there. There's just a total cap on supply. And again, if you look, what does it cost to own a home there versus owning a home in Burnaby? And nothing against Burnaby, but I just, you kind of look at the North Shore, and again, it's natural attributes as well as the limitation on supply, that if you can buy a home there, I think that's a great spot to be, because there's just you're just not going to be competing again in the same way you are as if you own a home in Metro Town or Brentwood or Lougheed.
Those are phenomenal picks. Very great picks. Jeff, just while we've got you, just quickly, we have this segment called the Five Wire, five quick questions about Vancouver. Can you stick around for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So question number one is, what is your favorite neighborhood in Vancouver?
Oh, Kitts Point.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't think we've ever had Kitts Point.
I don't think.
That's a first, but yeah, that's a great one.
Favorite bar or restaurant?
Oh, Nook on U.
Oh, really?
Really, eh? There's one on Denman, too, still.
Yeah, there's one in Denman, Olympic Village, and North Van.
Nice. That was quick.
Yeah.
What is one book that you would recommend to anyone listening?
One book I would recommend to anyone listening. I mean, I think you have to, Malcolm Gladwell. I mean, all of his are must reads, but particularly if you're interested in consumers and consumer behavior, just any of his. I think What the Dog Saw is a great one. I think it opens with he tells a story about watching although he's a very, very, very famous author globally, he tells a story about watching a Vancouver Giants game and coming to a conclusion based on observing the roster.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I feel like The Outliers was the book that explained to me why I didn't make the NHL.
late
birthday, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
your height was the tipping point.
Yeah.
what is one piece, and we kind of covered this, but what is one piece of advice you would give your 18-year-old self?
Take way more risks. When you're 18 and you fail, it's never that bad.
Yeah, you have so much recovery time.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the last question. What is something that you have bought in the last year or two for under $1,000 that's changed your life?
Oh, I bought, what's it called? I bought this. So I love sparkling water, but I hate the way Soda Stream machines look. I just think they're so ugly. And there's this this Scandinavian design. I think it's called an Arkel, and it's a beautiful looking Soda Stream. I use it and I use it every day.
You probably have to go to like Living Space or something to buy.
No, you actually buy it online. And I think it's and it comes in all different colors, and it's finally a good looking Soda Stream, and it makes me feel good that I'm not filling landfills full of disposable bottles.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one. I feel like that says something about Mosaic Homes, right?
Yeah.
Soda Stream, very practical, but too ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. We got to make it better.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, last question for you, Jeff. How can people find out more about Mosaic Homes and what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, the best way to find us is to visit our website, mosaichomes.com. But if you're out and driving in Abbotsford or Tawson or the Tri-Cities, look for a sign directing you to a Mosaic Home store, and we'd love to have you come in and take a look at one of our beautiful model homes.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for your time, Jeff. That was a great conversation, and good luck in the rest of the year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So there you have it, folks, our discussion with Jeff Diker, Senior Vice President over at Mosaic Homes.
Really enjoyed having Jeff on the show. We've been fans of Mosaic for a long time, so great to have somebody on, especially the Senior VP. Really appreciated that.
Yeah.
And insightful guy. He's been living and breathing real estate in Vancouver. He's got even his dad was in commercial real estate. So, I mean, this is a guy that real estate has been a part of his life.
It's in his blood, and the most exciting, I think some of his advice near the end of the conversation, I think, was just like, wow, puts the cherry on top of talking to a bright guy who's thoughtful, right? But I mean, the thrust of that conversation, I think, and why we wanted to have Jeff on was really to talk about how a company like Mosaic is pivoting in a pandemic, right? What that means, where the opportunities are. And how they're approaching it. It's always interesting to hear these guys who are on the 2-hour Zoom calls every day during a pandemic trying to figure out what's the next step. And to have them on was just a real feather in your in my cap.
Yeah, exactly.
We only have
in one. Our collective caps. You know what the thing I was just thinking about, that story he told about how Generation Z, I guess, which, you think about if you had the opportunity, like Mosaic, like if you're interested in real estate, you were a young person and Mosaic Homes says to you, the VP at Mosaic Homes says to you, hey, listen, I can give you, like, come and shadow us and learn and climb up through the ranks.
Show up 12 to 5 on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Do good work and the future is very bright.
Isn't it crazy how many people he said? He was like, nobody shows up.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts? I feel like I would have killed for that.
Yeah. But I think it might not be a generational thing as much as an age thing, right?
Maybe that's
like,
it.
I feel like Gen X was you would have heard the same thing.
I don't think it's specific to the generation. I think it's just surprising, right? I mean, and maybe they don't know what the opportunity is.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of people can't spot an opportunity if it punches them in the face.
Yeah, you've had to take a few of those opportunities over the years. Just on account of having an opportunistic face or a punchable one. I'm not sure.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Yeah, exactly. All right. What else do we got before we cut for the day?
Well, we don't have too much, but we will say the sold plan one more time. It's going out today. We'll send out that email if you're interested in that information. It's basically behind the curtain of Sklina Real Estate in terms of the level of information going out.
And it's not a seller's guide. We have a seller's guide that we use with our clients, but really in all reality, these are documents that really, they're worksheets. They help you figure out how to get your place ready for market. They're fantastic. And in reality, I mean, they are part of our systems and we can help you.
Absolutely. We can help you. We also can help you with our website. That's VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. Head over to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. That's where you'll find all our resources. We got our weekly emailer. We're sending out stats on sub areas, sub markets, the real estate board stats. You get them before anyone else. We also have services like private client services.
Yeah, Matt, if you are not using PCS, you are standing still while the rest of us power walk by. You get sold prices, days on market. You basically get realtor-level information at your fingertips. It's free. It's available to everyone on our site at VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
If you're not using PCS to search for Vancouver real estate, you're doing it wrong. And if you're thinking of selling, PCS is a useful tool as well. So head over to VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
I think they say, know what your neighbors are selling for.
That's what they say.
They being us.
Yeah. But other than that, if you want to talk about any of the things you heard on the show today or anything's real estate related or anything at all, really, 778-847-2854 or matt@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
Or you can try me at 778-866-4574 or adam@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com.
We also got that secret line.
info@VancouverRealEstatePodcast.com. And I got to say, I've been monitoring Secret's activity. It's the only way I can communicate with the guy, but I'm monitoring
on
him on my fitness pal. Is it my fitness pal?
Yeah, his elliptical.
30 minutes on the elliptical the other day.
No big whoop.
I was like, what? Yeah, it's like 30 minutes on the it was like I still don't know how
he burned 400 calories.
I was going to say 1500 calories, I think. I'm not sure what's going on there, but anyways, he's been signing in cuz he said to us, I can't wait cuz we've got a photo shoot coming up. And
yeah.
I was like, is this the big reveal? Are we going to see his secret?
Yeah.
Is he just shredded?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and he said, what did he say? He said he's the in best shape fat guy you'll ever.
Yeah, he's been in the best shape he's been in 10 years, but he's also the fattest he's been in 10 years. Yeah.
He said he's kind of like one of those like the strength
the strongman
competitions. It's like he's just been flipping tires in his basement. I can't wait to see this guy. Anyways, take care, guys.
Have a good week.
2000 Spaces for Radio. Subscribe today.
Hey everyone, pardon the interruption. We just want to take a quick minute to thank the following sponsors who make this show possible.
This podcast is sponsored by Common Ground Consulting.
Are you developing in the Lower Mainland? Common Ground Consulting is a development management and consulting company with experience in single family, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial developments.
What I love about Common Ground, Adam, is they manage the whole development process, from due diligence and feasibility reports for initial purchase of land to completing rezoning, development permits, and building permits.
They streamline the whole process with strong relationships with sub-consultants and municipalities and a deep understanding of all city requirements.
Common Ground Consulting. Feasibility and efficiency prioritized every step of the way.
Learn more at commonground-consulting.com or 604-807-6419.
We are also sponsored by Oakwin Realty. This is our real estate brokerage, best brokerage in the city, hands down. If you are in the industry, a new agent, an aspiring agent, somebody just looking to make a change, new culture, new energy, new resources, head over to oakwin.com/join, type in VRP 2020. That's oakwin.com/join, type in VRP 2020. Not only do you get to meet Michael Morgan and the gang, the bigwigs over at Oakwin, you get a huge incentive for first going to oakwin.com/join, typing in VRP 2020.